You know, one of the things that the Lord just reminded me of this week is reminded me of when John the Baptist witnessed Jesus coming. And John 1:29, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." And Jesus took our sin out of the way and nailed it on the cross. Amen. And you know, when you look at that, the cross couldn't break Jesus. Even from the cross of Calvary, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The grave couldn't keep him. He arose triumphantly as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So, you know, today we're looking at the empty tomb, and what does that mean for you and I? Amen? You know, God has something that he wants to say to everyone that's in the room. Amen? So today I would just like for you to listen. Don't try to follow me through the Word. I'm going to be all through the Word in many different places. Just keep your ears open and your heart open to receive what the Lord has for you, because he has a plan for every life in this room. Our text this morning is found in Romans chapter 6. Verse number 20 is where we'll begin reading. The Word of God says this: "For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants of God, you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The title of this morning's message is "The Empty Tomb." What I want to speak to you this morning about is death being defeated. Three things I want to share with you out of this text is the sin, the separation, and the salvation. Amen? The sin, the separation, and the salvation. Can we bow our heads and let's pray for a moment? Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here today to speak to each and every one of us. So, Father, I pray as your servant, Lord, speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification or build the hearers up. May it bring encouragement to them, Father God. And for some, may it even comfort them. And when all is said and done, all glory and honor and praise would be to you. Father, if there's any here that do not know you to be their Lord and Savior, may this be the day of their salvation. For those that have drifted away, may this be the day of their return. And for the entire body of Christ, may we be ministered to in such a supernatural way that we'll never look at you the same. So, Lord, when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory and honor. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen and amen. So we're looking at the empty tomb, and Jesus had, God had raised him from the dead, and he had defeated death, but he defeated sin. Sin no longer has dominion over you and I as children of God. So in Romans chapter 5, verse number 12, let's understand this. The Bible says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." You know, the Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." You've sinned, I've sinned. I'm not here to identify your sin and make your sin larger than my sin. I'm here to tell you today that God's grace and his power can help us to overcome it. God, and it's, you know, there were things in my life that I couldn't do in my own power and my own strength, but his strength was made perfect in my weakness when I began to trust in the finished work of Calvary. When Jesus said it was finished from the cross of Calvary, it was done. There was nothing else he needed to do for you and I. One of the things that we must understand, the writer of James says this. He says, let no man say when he is tempted by God. Because God cannot be tempted with evil, neither does God tempt any man. But when tempted, we're drawn away by our own lust and enticed. When lust is conceived, it becomes sin. And when sin is finished, it becomes death. We're looking at the wages of the sin. The Word of God says to you and I in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul says this, and verse number 20, he says, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all sin, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, and afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Let me say this, right now Christ has defeated spiritual death for everyone in the room. The last thing to be swallowed up is physical death. And that when the trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ raised, and those that are alive that would call out to meet him in the air, then will death and its sting be swallowed up in victory. Amen? So he's accomplished one thing for you and I. Amen? That sin has no dominion over you and I as children of God. This has to be a mindset. This has to be a heart set. Because when we're dependent on ourselves, we say, well, that thing's too big for me. Oh, I can't do that, you know. That thing has a hold of me. I know there was something that had a hold of me for 18 years, and the Lord came in the room and set me free. Amen? And he's no respecter of persons. The same thing he did for me, he'll do for every last one of us. He loves us all so much. You know, and you know one thing I liked about this congregation here today? There's such a variety. And God is a God of variety. He gave us all individual personalities. Amen. Some of us are corny. Some of us are cool. Some of us might not be as cool, okay? Amen. But we all have different personalities, and we're all different, but we all have the same Christ. It's the same Lord over all. Amen. And God wants the diversity. He's called us and he's created us after his image. And look at the one next to you and say, you were created in Christ's image. And I think you're pretty cool. Huh? You know, he says in the Word, he says in the Word that the wages of sin, that sin, is death. That word death comes from a Greek word. It's interpreted thanatos. Thanatos means to be separated from God. Amen? Secondly, we want to look at Ezekiel chapter 18. The Word of God says this. You don't have to look. Keep your ears open. The prophet Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 18, verse number 20, he said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Didn't care. Doesn't matter what personality you have or where you're from or come from. He says, the son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. But if the wicked will turn from his sins that he have committed, and keep all my statutes, and do what is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgressions that he have committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him, and his righteousness that he have done, he shall live. Amen. So we're looking at something Jesus is saying to you and I. When Jesus said it was finished on the cross of Calvary, he said, hey, I defeated sin on the cross of Calvary. And the penalty of sin is separation or death. In other words, he's done away with that separation in Romans chapter 8. I love what the Apostle Paul says in Romans 8, verse number 34. He says this, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. The Apostle Paul says, but nay, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Apostle Paul said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any creature is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God wants you to understand today, no matter where you're at in life, that God loves you and has a plan for every life in the room. Amen? You know, you said, well, Pastor, I was just here today because my friend invited me or someone invited me. You are here today because God ordained for you to be here today to hear what God has for you. That's how much God loves you. He may have used this or that to get you here, but God wants you to know how valuable and how important you are to him. Amen? And all the people in the world, that God says that you have great value and worth. And the enemy has come to try to distort your value. Amen. Sometimes the enemy comes in and makes things look so good, but they're not really that good. They just look good. Amen. But the Word of God says in James chapter 5, verse number 20. James says this. He says, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. I want you to understand something, that God has paid the price for you and I, and it's all about us. God isn't going to make us do anything. God gave everyone in the room a free will. Amen? Amen? And he isn't going to force you. And he ain't going to force feed you. And God isn't going to make you do anything you don't want to do. But God will help you do whatever you want to do if you trust him. Amen? Amen. So many times we've trusted in everything else and we always end up in the same place. Hello? Amen. And then I say, man, what'd I do that for? How'd I end up here again? Amen. The reason is the Word of God tells you and I to trust the Lord with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding, and all of our ways acknowledge him, and he'll give us direction and he'll direct our steps. Amen. Amen. And what he is saying to each and every one in the room today, hey, the wages of sin is death. That will not change. That will not change. But he didn't stop there. He says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The gift of God, it's by grace. The Apostle Paul says, for by grace we are saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any of us should boast. Amen? Nothing you could do can earn this gift that God's given you. It's given to you without favor. It's unmerited favor that God gives to you and I. And 2 Timothy chapter 1, somebody, Jesus is calling. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 10, the Word of God says this. He says, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Look to your neighbor and say, spiritual death, spiritual has been defeated. Amen. You know, it's simple. Sometimes we complicate things that God makes simple. And the Word of God says in 1 John chapter 5, I'm going to simplify something. And verse number 11, he says this, and this is the record that God have given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Here's the point. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. There's a why in the room. We're either saying we're going to receive the life or we're going to receive the death. The choice is ours. My favorite scripture, does anybody have any favorite scriptures in the Bible? You know, one of the most important scriptures that Jesus said, here's Jesus in John chapter 11, and James made reference to it a little earlier. Here's Jesus, he's coming to a tomb, and his best friend, one of his best friends, Lazarus, has died, and he's been in the grave 4 days. And Martha comes to him, and Jesus says unto Martha, in John 11, 25 and 26, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Well, you say, what are you saying, Pastor? I've witnessed a lot of people die. Physical death. And there's a difference between the ones that are in Christ that pass from life to life and those that aren't in Christ that pass from death to death. There's so much fear for the ones that don't know Jesus, and there's not that much fear for those. Nobody wants to die. Okay, come on. They're going through something, but there's something that happens. And I watch them, and the Lord let me see them. I watch them go from life to life. Others witness their death, but they pass from life to life because the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Rather absent or present, we belong to him. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, God wants you to understand as a child of God, he says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. It's life now. And it's life in the future. Amen? I don't know about you, but we're going to live like 120 years of the Abraham covenant here. Eternity is a long time. Hello? Amen? Amen? Hey, this is good news. This isn't bad news. This is good news. This isn't bad news. Hey, is everybody alive? Pick yourself a minute. Pinch yourself. Are you still here? If you're still here, God isn't finished with you yet. Hello? He isn't finished with you yet. He has a plan for every heart and every life in the room. And he says, in our text today, he says the wages of sin, the sin, is death, the separation, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's the salvation. That's the salvation. Through what? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the source. You know, he's the only source. The Bible says, Jesus saith unto them in John 14, 6, he said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me. So by you and I putting our trust in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation, it draws you and I from our simple nature to God. And if that makes sense to you, God is offering that gift to whosoever will. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And God is asking each and every one of us to come to him. So in closing, what is God saying to you and I today? He said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We found the sin, and our sin is anything that is unpleasing to the Lord. It's outside of his word. Our sin brings separation. The separation is defeated by salvation. Salvation is received by the source, Jesus Christ. Amen? Will you bow your heads and let's pray together. Father, we're so grateful for your word today. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do in every heart and every life. Father, as you're searching hearts in the room today, Father God, it isn't about who's beside us. It isn't about what anybody else does. It's about what we do. And your word declares, you said, behold, you stand at the door and knock. If any man hears your voice and opens the door, that you will come in. And if you're here today, maybe you need Jesus. Or maybe that one time you served him, but you're not in that place you need to be and you've drifted away. When you say, Pastor, that's me. Would you slip up your hand and say, Pastor, I need Jesus. I see the hand. You may put it down. Is there another here today? I see the hand. You may put it down. Is there another here today? Pastor, I'm not at the place I need to be. Is there you? Don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be afraid of. God loves you. You know, if you were the only one, he would have still went to the cross for you. Just for another moment. Pastor, I need Jesus. Is there anybody else? Don't miss the opportunity. I see the hand. You may put it down. Is there another one here today? I see the hand. You may put it down. Is there another one here today? I'm going to ask you to do something bold. He says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, I'm going to ask you to get up from your chair and come and meet me. Don't be ashamed. God is not ashamed of you. Don't be ashamed. Please stand. If you raise your hand, please come. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Stand up.